Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Houston Astros, shortstop, Jeremy Peña. Pitcher, Hunter Brown. And pitcher, Josh Hader.
And thus ended the night for the Houston Astros, who made the trip to Atlanta for the All-Star game. That was it. They all three, Seth, I would say, did an amazing job tipping their cap, waving to the crowd. A++. Really good job.
Did any of them wink?
Not that I saw. I didn't look closely enough, but I didn't see. That would have been fun. Wink and give like the six shooters, like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
Hard to pull off a wink sometimes. In that new Jerry Jones, that new Cowboys documentary that's coming out on Netflix, in the trailer, there's a shot of Jerry Jones from back in the old days winking.
Oh.
And it looks, he looks so much like a landlord who's open to unconventional payment arrangements. Sort of like it's so creepy looking. Yeah, it very much has a like, well, I know you can't afford to rent.
Right.
Maybe we can work out another way, Mrs. Havenstein.
What does that wink say? That wink says it doesn't have to be American currency. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm willing to accept alternate forms of payment.
And he would. Yeah. He would. It turned out to be a really exciting All-Star game if you shut it down early like I did. I went to bed when it was 6-0 National League. Extra innings. The American League came back and tied the game at 6 in the ninth inning, and they went to a swing-off.
Extra swingings.
Yes.
Yeah.
They picked their three best swingers on each team, and each took three swings.
Which All-Stars are most likely to be swingers?
Kyle Schwarber made a good case last night. So Kyle Schwarber ends up hitting home runs on all three of his swings. That was good enough to win the MVP of the game. That's one of the interesting wrinkles, is that the MVP of the All-Star game, which is it's a cool honor. Bregman won it back in the day when he was an All-Star for the Astros. Kyle Schwarber won it basically because he just dominated the extra session format that they chose for this All-Star game. So each team picks three guys to take three swings, so nine swings total, and whichever side hits the most home runs wins the game. And the NL wins. After coughing up that lead, they win the game because they win the home run derby part of it 4-3. So it's like a miniature home run derby almost. So I posed the question to you earlier, Seth, in terms of deciding a game, because Major League Baseball has already kind of opened the door for this because they're already using a gimmick to decide regular season games. It's a gimmick that looks more like real baseball than a home run derby does, obviously, because you need to make baseball plays to win the game. But the free runner on second is a gimmick. There's no question. And they're trying to shorten games and not wear out bullpens and keep the games tight so that people aren't watching four-hour baseball games and whatnot. But it was cool. I didn't watch it live last night, but I watched the replay of it, and there is a certain intensity to it. And in regular season games, it actually means something. I started to think, I could get behind. If we're already in the gimmick world, we're already in the world of gimmicks, I would gimmick a step further, and I would be okay with them using this to decide regular season games. People are killing me on the text page for this.
Yeah.
But I would do it.
I'm not with it. I don't like it. For one, I think it gives too much of an unfair advantage to teams that have power hitting, like a lot of power hitters or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Of course, if you get into extra innings, there's a good chance that you've gotten there with at least one of the teams has some really good pitchers. So, I don't know.
But the way they did it last night was they had batting practice guys throwing it to them. It's not opposing
right. Oh no,
pitchers.
I definitely. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because it would be the home run derby. Yeah. No. I know. But I'm talking about like the actual how are teams constructed.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It feels unfair that great, teams that have a lot of power hitting are going to end up having an advantage in a situation like that. I don't like that. I think if you're gonna try to some way make the extra innings even sexier, I would say just put the automatic runner on third. And then a much greater chance that it's also gonna be over faster. Remember early on
that
it wasn't having the intended effect. It was like extra inning games were still going a lot longer before it all balanced out. But if you really wanted to just get them over ASAP, put an automatic runner on third.
See, I like the mini home run derby. All right, so a few hundred people have voted in a poll that I put up like an hour ago. Because you and I talked about this earlier in the show. Here's how I worded the poll, Seth, because I know you haven't looked at this, and I'm anxious for you to guess. Pender poll. Last night at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, it was decided with a mini home run derby to break the tie after nine innings. Three hitters, each getting three swings, most home runs win. So, which method would you prefer to decide regular season games tied after nine innings? Mini home run derby, automatic runner on second, the way they're doing it now, or old school, just play it out like we used to. No gimmicks at all, just old school play. So that adds a wrinkle to it here. So you get a flavor for just how many people have a stomach for a gimmick in the first place, and then if they do have a stomach for a gimmick, then which one is it? How do you think this played out?
I think it's hard for me, too, because I got to put my place in the most of the people answering your poll don't have a 3 or 4 a.m. wake-up call, so the extra innings games are extra devastating to me.
Yeah,
so
that's
I think 25% of people just would like to go back to the old way.
Okay.
I think 60% of the people are cool with it as it is.
Okay.
The automatic runner on second. And then the remainder would go to the...
Yeah. The rest, yeah, like 20%.
I can't remember what I said for the first
one. Yeah, it'd be like 15 or 20% home run derby, something like that. I get where you're going with it. You're just way off on all this right now, Seth.
Oh!
Yeah, your finger is... We don't need multiple buzzes or anything. I thought that this... Now, again, it's just a few hundred people voting on Twitter, but the thing about these Twitter polls is that when eventually 3,000 people vote on it, the percentages stay about the same. 50% of the people want it the old way. They just don't want any gimmicks at all. 50% just want no gimmicks at all, which surprises me a little bit. But you're right. Like, you and I have a different sensitivity to the ghost runner ending the game early because, you know, we get up early. So the other 50%, they like gimmicks. 33% of the overall like the mini home run derby.
Oh, wow.
17% like the way that it is now.
Hmm.
So it's almost one of those things like where, okay, half the people are get off my lawn, like don't like stop touching my baseball here. Like the half that aren't that way want to go full gimmick on it. At least 2/3 of that crowd want to go full gimmick on it.
My alternate suggestion would be, if you're into the gimmicks to begin with, I would say let's instead just put a pitching machine out there that's throwing 105-mile-per-hour heat.
Okay.
And just whoever gets a base hit first. Just just do that. However, get five swings, however many base hits you get, and then the other guy gets five opportunities, and you keep going at it.
Go full StatCast nerd, and the first team to get 110 exit velo on a 105-mile-an-hour pitch wins the game. Go full nerd on everything. Fast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th.
Each week, we talk about the movies and TV shows that influence Severance with the artists who make them.
Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.
One of our listeners definitely knows this, I'm guessing. Like, when Major League ball players, if they stand at the plate and they know that a pitching machine is going to throw a fastball, What's the fastest velocity they can handle?
That's a
coming
good
out of it with it. It's probably pretty damn fast.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, probably. It's definitely real damn fast, but I wonder how high it goes.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, guys sit on 99-mile-an-hour fastballs, you know. Like,
yeah.
So that's interesting. Sean, put yourself on Takeomania this Friday with that dumbass take. There's a lot of people. Hey, of the people that want gimmicks, more agree with me than agree with Seth on this one. The gimmick people more want mini home run derby. Who would the Astros pick if you had to pick three guys to hit home runs?
That's why I'm so against this rule.
Yeah,
there are previous years where I'd be like, oh hell yeah, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, a healthy Yordan, obviously.
Healthy Yordan's a no brainer.
At this point, I would love to be able to say Christian. Well, Paredes, obviously.
Paredes as well, yeah.
Paredes, and then I guess Pena this year?
Yeah.
But it's not like all my, you know, Altuve's not hitting for the same power he used to hit for. There's nobody that's really just crushing it this year.
Yeah, yeah. Would it be Altuve? I think Yordan and Paredes would be my for sure two.
Yeah,
and then I guess it'd have to be Altuve. These guys are pitched. I mean, keep in mind they're not chasing sliders and stuff like that. These are meatballs.
Yeah, remember that's. I forgot that part of it. Is that they're just there's no pitch selection involved.
Yeah,
So I would go with the Yordan Pena and Paredes.
You go,
or possibly Altuve.
Yeah,
if it were in Minute Maid Park, then Altuve, but then otherwise, yeah, maybe Pena.
Paredes for sure. If it's in Minute Maid Park, Walker. I mean, Walker strikes out all the time. But if you got some 56-year-old guy throwing meatballs to him off the mound, I kind of trust him to hit home runs in that situation, shouldn't I? You know, like if he's not having real pitches thrown to him.
I don't know if he's trustworthy in any capacity right now.
Yeah, you may be right. Yeah.
Usually we'd love to say, hey, well, but at least he's giving you defense, but he's not.
Yeah.
He's just not nearly the defender that he typically is this year.
Yeah. Yiner has BP power, someone's saying on the text page. Yiner's on my list. I think the list is basically seven guys you'd be choosing from. It'd be Yordan, Paredes, Pena, Altuve, Yiner, Walker, and maybe Cam Smith, maybe in that type of situation. You know, like Cam's got power, we know that, but he's only got seven home runs this year.
So Christian Walker, because it's a home run derby, yeah, and because they're just meatballs that they're throwing up, the pitch selection and everything that he might be struggling with this year, it wouldn't be a factor. And if you just go back to last year, when it came to hard hit percentage, barrel percentage, bat speed, all of that,
yeah,
he was in the 90th percentile of all of it. This year, it's the frustrating thing is looking at the advanced baseball savant stuff.
Yep.
The only thing he's really impressive at is bat speed. And all that means is that the at-bat is over infinitesimally faster than it might otherwise be with the average batter.
Yeah, exactly.
He is hitting that ball poorly or striking out way faster than a lot of people.
Nobody strikes out faster than Christian effing Walker, man.
He's in the 86th percentile of bat speed, yeah, but when it comes to striking out,
yeah,
it's got to be 99.9%.
Well,
yeah,
here's the thing, Seth. The bat moves.
His actual speed with which he strikes out.
The
yeah,
bat moves much faster when it's not actually hitting something. You know, like when it actually hit something, even theoretically, that
and with no fear or expectation of hitting,
yeah,
something,
like you're just
that, psychologically, yeah, he's clear because he's like, there will be no impediment,
no,
to this bat speed. I am going to get up into the 90th percentile as long as I keep missing the baseball completely.
It's very liberating, no doubt. Someone said I'd pick Christian Walker as long as the game's in Dodger Stadium.
Yeah,
he's money there.
Yeah, Altuve at Daikin Park,
yes,
and Christian Walker at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Just by way of extending the misery a little bit.
Yeah.
Christian Walker right now is in the 12th percentile of strikeout rate.
That feel, yeah, that actually, if I would have guessed worse. I would have guessed single digits. He strikes
17th
out so much.
Percentile in whiff percentage. Yeah.
I love.
Don't worry, he's all the way up in the 26th percentile of walk rate.
I love that this question elicited a stat nerd Seth breakdown of Christian Walker. Like, who would we fix for? Who would we pick on the Astros for this thing that's never going to happen? And then we get strikeout rates for Christian Walker out of it. Can we trade Pendergast? No, you can't. That's not up
to
you.
Hey, what the hell?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Someone texted that in. No, that's up to Sarah Fraser and Parker Hillis to trade me. Nobody's untouchable these days. That's the best hope I can give you. Nobody's untouchable. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you as we roll on a Wednesday. All right, media days in college football. maybe the most awkward faux pas ever at a college football media day happened, and it involves the Aggies and the Longhorns, and you're going to hear it coming up next.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
And I'm Adam Scott.
The Severance Podcast is back on Thursday, June 26th. Follow and listen everywhere you get your podcasts.